That's why the blood of a mace is mutter. Why la fuke mace? Means alpha gav the mamalei, even though in the case we have this, let's say, tokos mikazayas of a mace. And you want to be mitstarfit with other food to make it into a kibetzes worth of food, loy matamatuma says that in this case, this tokos mikazayas of an odom would not be called an eichel to receive tumas eichlin. Why? The answer is, the Mora says, Mishum, the botla dait etz kol adam. Nobody has to eat it. This little bit of amount of food of a boss or of an adam, that's not chashuv. And therefore, for sure, that's going to be botol, and it's not going to be an eichel. Rashi says, the fuki and meis claim, loch yamin liyel, malchi shtayim, diayim bim tumakala, the afagad dimamali lepokas mekebeit seichlin, the pokas mekezais min a meis, the mitzkarafadeid letumas eichlin, the botla dait etz kol adam. He doesn't say why. The mashma, nobody's going to eat this amount. A pochus mikazayas of a maize, that's not choshev, and a fried is not by itself, but just with other food, you're not going to be mitzdarf to two. Nobody's going to eat it, and therefore it can't be mitzdarf. So that's the chiluk. That by an odom, the bosser of a maize, you never have it, don't have tumor oichlan on it. By shenkin, the bosser of a nevela, whereas pochus mikazayas, it could have the loch of a tumor oichlan on it. Another more says, Rav Chanin Omar Chinas says like this, Rav Chanan Yomar Afilu Teima Devi Kizayis. Even if you want to say no, there was the Kizayis of an Avela here. You have the Kizayis of the Bosra of an Avela. So the question is then, what do you have to have Tumas Eichlin for? It has Tumas Chamur on it. Hok of a Mayaskinon, we're talking about over here, Hok of a Mayaskinon, for going Shechifeyu Bebetzik, that you have the dough around it. In the cases like this, the dough itself is less than a kizai, is less than a kibetza. Now, with the food inside, with this kizayis of the nevela together, it's a kibetza worth of food. So even though the inside kizayis has a tumor, have a tumor on it, but that's only if you touch it. Now that you have dough, food around it, whoever touches it only touches the dough, they don't touch the nevela. So you don't become tumor by touching it. Now, the food itself, this betzek, the dough itself, is less than a beitza. Since it's less than a beitza, it's not makabel tumma. Just if you mitstarif the dough with the inside meat, with that kezayis of an avela, if it's called neichel, now you have a kebeitza worth of oichel. Then, therefore, the middle bosom would be mitama the betzek, would be mitama the dough. That's enough to mean another case that we say that this meat inside it, alsas din tumma chamuru, will not help you anything here. You have to give it a shame oichel that it'll be mitzvah will come together with the outside dough, as if you have a kibetz, a worth of dough, of food, and then it'll be mekabel tumma. So more is so yochi is so hechshir amali boy, she have to have a hechshir also. So more says, no, honey, me libi oichlen achrinu with other food. To lay metamal in the magalor b'masa, it has no tumah chamur at all. Avalok over here, since inside this dough is the kazayis of an avela, so nehi to lay metamal b'maka. True, you can't be metamal by touching it. Why the kamechafa b'betzek? It's covered up with the dough, so you can't get to touch it. But b'masa milatame. But I call upon if you pick up the whole dough and pick up the kazayis nevela inside it, you would become tamei to a toyin lake because you're carrying it. So if it has a tumah chamura, so since it's possible safely, it's tumah chamura, therefore right now there's not need a hechsher as a tumah eichlin. So this is the case why the kizayis of a bosser of an avela should have a din tumah eichlin on it, when it's mstarf with the betzik with the other food around it. But lafuk emeis, excluding a mace, the yaf agav tichifei bebetzik. When you have a kizayis of a bosser of a mace here, that kizayis is tumah, a tumah chamura. Even though it's covered up with dough, it doesn't make a difference. Still, Natama, if you touch it, even though you're only touching the dough, you'd become Tomei. Why? And you become Tomei Tumah Chamura. The Tumah Boikas V'Yoyla, Boikas V'Yoredis. That's the Locha by a mace. By a mace, if there's not a Pasech Tefach, if there's not a space of a Tefach in between the Mechitza and the mace, then we say the Tumah shoots through. See, here where you have dough, food, covering over this Kizayis of a mace, the tumas ames shoots through it. So therefore, whoever touches it becomes tamei. So therefore, by mace, you don't have to come on to tumas eichlin. You don't need the tumas eichlin. The mace is tamei, stand by itself, is tamei, as is din of tumas chamur of a mace. Therefore, by mace, you never have tumas oichlin. That's why there's no din tuma of the dam. Therefore, there's no risk of eat the dam of a mace. The Omar Ma, what would you say before? In parentheses, we have yotzu shorotzim shem bem tuma flasherot matam v'mayv maslo matam. Now, there should be Omar Ma. Yotzu, we said, goes out dam chagovim, that the dam dogim, dam of fish, the dam chagovim, the dam of a grasshopper. Shekula yata, the whole thing is muta. Therefore, there's no issa dam. So Mura says, what does it mean to say? Ma kula yata, what do you mean to say the whole thing is yata? And then, if you want to tell me, the chel by muta, that's dam, the chel of the fat of a dogim is muta, therefore, his blood is muta. So Mura says, no. Hare chaya. I'll bring you proof by a chaya. Well, the klal is by a chaya. The chel by muta, there's no issa to eat the chel of a chaya. But still, the dam of yossi, now let eat the dam of a chaya. The dam is also. So maybe the dam of dogim is also. V'yelo mishum lesbo yisa gir hanosho. No yisa gir hanosho by dogim. Fred gmov arayoif, he has something by birds. The lesbo yisa gir hanosho. No yisa gir hanosho on a bird. And still, v'doma yosa, the locker is dam is also. So what are you telling me over here? All right, turn over to anyone on the other side. So Lukasha, how do you know to say there's no issa dam by fish? So what do you say? What does it mean kuli heta? As the mother says, Ella rather my kuli, what does it mean to say kuli heta? To leiboy shchita, means to say you're allowed to eat it now without a shchita. Therefore there's no issa dam. For a shaker of life in the behema, it's also to eat it without shchita. Oma ma, what we say also? Oma oif shein bo klayim. Oif does not have any klayim to it. After behema, also maybe only behema has no klayim. Tamulay me behema, all behema the dam is also. The question is klayim. What type of klayim are we talking about over here? Let me, if you want to tell me, klayim the havon. They now are made together two types of oifers, two types of birds. So, or else klayim the harishon, they now are work together with two different types of oifers. For the more of what we learned, chay v'yev kyeitz of them. That you see any type of v'chay in a life is v'chal these two isurim of klayim of harvor. You can't mate them together. You can't work with them together. So what do you mean to tell me ma'oif that has the issa klayim? Why not? By an oif there's an issa not to mate them together, and there's an issa not to work with them together. El rav om rabaya. It means like this: shet simroi and chayav molam mishum klayim. When you say the hair that grows on a bird, its feathers, you can put it together with linen. There's no issa shatnez on it. So maybe you are doing all behemoths that doesn't have an issa shatnez on it. Mashen came a sheep that its wool has an issa shatnez. Maybe there's no issa dam. Kumash from the pasuk behemo, all behemoths are bechlal. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, dam shrotzim loikin olov, bekazayis. If you eat the kezayis of the dam of a sheretz, you get malchus. Not kolos, but you get malchus. Yeah. Mace, we have a question. It says what we had in the Mishnah before, that dam at choyl. Rashi's like in a love, kesago that have me news mishum dam. You get malchus because of the dam of the sheretz. So Mace, we have a question. It says dam at choyl, the dam of the spleen. Dam alev, dam of the heart, dam aklois from the kidneys, dam evor from inside. Hariyeh lebleis say. There's only a lav, there's no chiyav koros on them, because these dam is not called dam hanefesh, there's only a lav. Dam alchishtaim, the blood that comes out from a person, dam shrotzim uremoshim also. V'yeh chiyav malov, makhus only yosim ad rabbonim, but there's no issa diraisa. You're not chayiv if you eat it. Rashi says you're not chayiv malchus. So, how do you say if you eat the dam of a sheretz, you get malchus? Samura says, my enchiv, what maybe means to your enchiv, all over here means chorus. Maybe just means to say you're not chayiv chorus. But alav mechayiv, maybe you are chayiv malchus though. Samura says, no. Chod the first word behind the ratio. If so, that's the ratio. Rashi says, in came, my hefresh bein dam, chayivorim, that there it's only no chorus, but there's a lav. The my plig was a put in two cases for. So Chris Mashmi, the dam shrotzim, has not even a lav. The yoid, Tana, we learn clearly, milav nami kama mayitle. We learn clearly, the Tana is taken away, there's not even a lav. Rashi the Tony says, Yotza dam shrochim, michlal dam le seichlo, mashm is no lav altogether. The Tony says, Yotza dam shrochim, shame dam tumechamuro, mashm it has no isa lav altogether. So what's the theory then? So how could he say before, if you eat the dam of a shemit, you get malchus? So it's like this, Omer Rab Zeira. It goes like this, his rabbi mishum sheretz leika. And if I mean to say the dam of a sheretz, if you eat the dam of a sheretz, not that you get malchus mishum dam. You get malchus mishum sheretz. The dam of a sheretz is like the sheretz. So if you masrim do not eat the sheretz and eat the dam, he'll get malchus. But mishudam, if you warn him, don't eat the blood, mishudam, yisudam, and the luck, then you do not get malchus, and echnami. There's no yisudam on the dam of sheretz. But the dam of the sheretz is mechlal botho, you're over malchus, feeding the sheretz. That's the teretz. Omer Rav, what did Rav say? Dam chagovim, shekinsu, you have the dam of the grasshopper together, you have a pot of blood, also the rabbonim is marasan, you're not allowed to eat it. Because people think it's the blood of a behemoth, so you shouldn't eat it with the rabbonim. Mesa have a question. It says, dam dogim, the dam of fish, dam chagovim, dam grasshoppers muta. If you look at chila, so chutz mashma, all times you'll eat them, even was gathered together. Someone says, no, he was like kin, so only if it wasn't gathered together. But it could be if it was gathered together in a plate, whatever, in the glass, then it's also to drink the blood, it's a marasayin. Ki koma rav, fisha kinsa, when did Rav say it's also when you gather it together? So most of the Kavosa got Malchus, says the same thing by milk, by blood that comes out from a person. When is it mutter? Bishalai kinsu. We didn't get it together. For the moment, so miyosu is it also altogether then, like you want to say before, Malchus time is also. So you want to tell me there it's also, even though you didn't gather it together. Is that true? For a time, you learn like this. Dam shagabi kikar. Let's say you took a bite into a bread, and there's some blood of your teeth came out, went on the bread. Halachas goru rev yoichlai. You're not supposed to eat it like a chila. You're supposed to scrape it off and then eat the bread. Shabbat Hashnaim, the blood that's between your teeth, might say not even suck it out, or let it swallow it. V'yena cheshis. So mashma, if the blood is not constant, it's not an issue altogether. It's only a mitzvah's hefresh to be poirish not to do it, maybe, but there's no issur involved. And so you're telling me now, by Mahal Cheshtayim, there is an issur to eat the blood, even when it's not kosher, it's not gathered together. So the clause is like this, Rav, El Rabbi Kitanya Hi, Maftisim, when do we say it's mutter to eat the Dam Chagovim? When it's gathered together, that's this Pekish Koshim. Only when there are scales or fins in the blood, so everybody knows clearly it's the blood of a fish, therefore there's no marasayim. Keep coming around when the Rav says it's also the less Pekish Koshim. Ben Nacham, we're talking about though where it's gathered together. So it's gathered together, Kunsu and Echnami. Then the Dam of Adam, it's also. The Dam of a fish is only Mutter in this Akimto when the scales are there. Omer Rav Sheshes, Dam Yahachishtayim, the blood that comes out from a person, Filu Mitzvahs Parashain, but he holds, there's not even a Mitzvahs Parash, you're allowed to drink it, you're allowed to eat it, there's no Isser at all. Next, we have a question. It says clearly that damat chil, the blood of a spleen, damalev, the blood of a heart, damaklois from the kidneys, damevorum from the limbs of a person, there's a lav. Dam yachishtayim, blood that comes out of a person, dam shrotsim and moshim also. V'yen chayiv molov. Mashma, there is isser, it's also in the rabbon, you don't get malchus. So how could you tell me, how could Rav Sheshi say, there's a dam that comes out of a person, there's not even a mitzvah's porish, not even mitzvah to stay away from it. Here it's mashm, it's also mitzvah rabbanan. Just not chayiv malchus. So when it's not echnami, kitanya also means to say the pirish. When does it say it's also when it's pirish versus minodah, a kli? When it came into a kli, yiros agabi kikar. Ki koma rav, when does rav say it's mutter, the glay pirish? When it did not come out from your mouth. And kitanya we learned, dam shagabi kikar goroi v'yachloi. You have to scrape it off and eat the blood. But Shabbat Hashanam, all you meant to say was the blood that's between your teeth, since it didn't come out of your body yet, then Moitzes, you'll even let her suck it out, or belay and swallow the Inechashis. That's all he meant to say. Inecham, he also agrees, once the blood of a person comes out, then there is the mitzvah pirish. There is the mitzvah, if it's on the bread, not eat it, and where it's kunsa was gathered together, it could be that's a bigger issa, there it's a marathon, and then there it's also to eat it. Machmas and issa. Alright, you'll stop here.